Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 14th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of legal news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
EDAP Advocacy shines spotlight on 340B covered entities. Executive Comp, EDAP Advocacy, in partnership with the Community Access National Network, released a report on the 340B drug pricing program's impact on covered entities' executive compensation. The report revealed a significant increase in annual revenues by an average of 824.32%, along with a 231.51% increase in executive compensation. CEO Brandon M. McSatta highlighted concerns about the program benefiting organizations' bank accounts and CEOs' wallets rather than helping patients. The study analyzed 69 340B eligible covered entities' IRS filings to assess revenue, executive pay, and charity care provision. For more information, visit ADAP Advocacy's website.
Biak Pratt files class action lawsuit for Bell Collier Village fire victims. On July 27, 2024, a fire at Bell Collier Village Apartments in Atlanta displaced hundreds of residents. The fire, caused by a propane grill at an unsanctioned party, led to extensive damage. The property owner, Bell Partners, is facing a class action lawsuit filed by Biak Pratt on behalf of the residents. The lawsuit alleges that the complex's negligence in maintaining safety standards contributed to the fire's intensity. Residents left without homes, belongings, and leases terminated are seeking compensation for their losses. If you were affected, document your damages, keep a journal, and reach out to Biak Pratt for assistance. The firm, with over $300 million recovered for clients, is committed to fighting for justice and financial recovery for those impacted by the fire. Schonbrunn Seplow Harris Hoffman & Zeldis, LLP. Welcomes Amy Johnsgaard as new partner, spearheading personal injury practice. Schonbrunn Seplow Harris Hoffman & Zeldis, LLP, proudly welcomes Amy Johnsgaard as their newest partner, spearheading the personal injury practice. With a background in litigation and trials, Johnsgaard is dedicated to achieving justice for those wronged or injured. Her expertise in personal injury, human rights, consumer fraud, and product defects has led to significant victories for clients. The firm's personal injury practice emphasizes direct, one-on-one attorney-client interaction, providing rare and valuable personal attention. Johnsgaard, a San Diego native, brings a wealth of experience and knowledge to the team, having worked at reputable law firms and served vulnerable community members through pro bono work. Schonbrunn Seplow Harris Hoffman & Zeldis, LLP, also recently promoted Joshua A. Fields and John Washington to partners, further strengthening their leadership team. For more information, visit shhzlaw.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.